Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. Hey there, Peace and Parenting family. If you love the podcast but wish to enjoy it without interruptions, your wish has come true. Introducing the ad-free version of the Peace and Parenting podcast available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you'll get all the heartfelt advice, parenting stories, and actionable tips you love without any ads. For less than the cost of a coffee each month, you will enjoy uninterrupted listening while also supporting our work to help you build stronger connections with your kids. Try it out for free. Simply find Peace and Parenting on Apple Podcasts, click try free, and you'll gain immediate access to our ad-free episodes. There's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So if you're ready for a more peaceful, uninterrupted listening experience, subscribe now. Let's keep focusing on connection without the distractions. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm Michelle and I'm glad you're here. And this is an incredible little testimonial that somebody left for me saying, we are all more regulated in our family. We're starting to be able to switch more easily to play. It was so hard at first to want to play when I was feeling offline, but the play challenge really helped me start to create the habit. I still have to take a deep breath, but then I'm able to move to play most times now. So grateful for this work. Keep it up. Thanks, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you so much. I so appreciate that. I really do. This work is very meaningful to me and I find much solace in it. And I see the results in my own home and I love seeing the results with all of the people that we work with in our group community and our one-on-one clients. We've got hundreds of people in there and we are so grateful for this hard work. I want to talk about handling power struggles without losing connection. How do we do that? How do we navigate power struggles with our kids? So let's break it down. There's a couple things that I think are important to remember. One is you can't have a power struggle with somebody if you're not engaging in the power struggle, right? It's like you can't have a fight with somebody if you don't fight back. And when our kids are, you know, having a hard time and they're kind of showing us that by being insistent on something or really having big feelings around something that they're angry with or upset with or really saying no to something, when they're really sticking in, we can notice that the reason they're doing that is that they're not doing well. And that if they're fighting with you and they're really trying to push you because they're having a hard time, then that is not the moment to try to do anything except for be a good listener and self-regulate. And that you don't have to, they might say something unkind. I think this is a lot of what happens is that a child will say something unkind, sassy, mean, provoking, rude, all the things they are called. And we want to set the record straight. We want to tell them that they can't talk that way. We want to correct their behavior. And that is not the time to engage. It really isn't. Because they are completely offline. And if you engage with a child who's offline, you're going to find yourself in a huge power struggle. There's no way around it. Because if you're not going to back down with teaching them the lesson and they aren't going to back down with their whatever's bothering them, whatever they're coming with, then it'll never get resolved. We, unfortunately, sweet, lovely parents, we have to take the high road. We have to parent at 30,000 feet. We have to rise above, unfortunately. And if we don't rise above, and if we can't get there, then we are going to be pulled down into the muck with our kids. And don't get pulled down in the muck with your kids. And it's really easy to get pulled down there. I've been pulled down there a million times. But when I can be thoughtful about what's going on and see the forest for the trees and say, Esme's not doing well here. She's real bucky. Like, I better just pump my brakes, smooth out my feelings here for a moment, and really breathe so that I can allow her to have the space because she's the kid and she's having the problem and I'm not going to engage in this problem with her. I am not going to get sucked in with her because it's not worth it. It won't help anything. And she's coming to me with this behavior. I don't have to respond. There is not always a response for everything. Some things don't need or deserve or will be helped by a response. Sometimes the best thing we can do is listen. Just listen. Listen to the sassy words. Listen to the unkind, thing that's happening to us. Hold space for their dysregulation, basically, no matter what it is. Hold space for that dysregulation and listen to it. And sometimes we can be empathic around it. Like, oh, looks like you're having a really hard time. And I've said before on the podcast, like, I like this phrase, I know you wouldn't be saying that unless you were really struggling. Or I know you wouldn't say that to me unless you're really having a hard time. I know you didn't mean that. Really coming to our kids with empathy. This looks like you're really having a hard time with this. I understand. I'm right here. I'm listening. I'm with you. I got it. And sometimes they'll fight back on that. No, you don't. You don't get it. Why are you saying that? And don't take that bait either. Don't take that bait. And don't think you're not helping. They're in a spot. And that spot is their spot. And it's okay for them to be upset. And it's okay for them to have their feelings. And it's okay for them to push back. And if empathy doesn't feel right in that moment because they are really pushing back, then we can always listen and be an active listener and present. We don't have to walk away. We don't have to say you're too much for me or I can't take this anymore or this is dysregulating me. We can just hold space. We can just be there. We can just witness.
We are going to take a short break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you the Peace and Parenting podcast free of charge. So I'll see you back in just a few minutes.
What if you spent the next 30 days really focusing on connection with your kids? What do you think sibling rivalry would look like? How would cooperation go? And what would the feeling be in your home? Join my 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you join me and my coach, Martha, and really explore the ideas of connection. We do group coaching for the entire month, and you have access to all of the Peace and Parenting materials. Please join us for a 30-day challenge. Find the link in the show notes.
My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally. Now, back to the show.
We can also get curious. We can ask questions like, what's going on? Are you okay? What happened? Maybe, perhaps, and I don't know, every situation is different. Maybe they need to be asked the curious questions. Maybe that won't apply to some of these instances. But in some cases, you can ask questions. You can get curious about what's going on. You can even ask probing questions. Oh, well, what happened? Well, then what happened? Well, who said what? Well, what do you think you want to do? Oh, you think you want to do that? Well, that's interesting. What happens if you do that? Can you get in deeper with them? Depending on the situation. But overall, and over, all these struggling moments, the best thing we can do is self-regulate our emotions. And that's really hard. It's really hard because our parents didn't self-regulate their emotions and their emotions became more important than ours usually. I know in my house it did. My parents' feelings became way more important than mine were and bigger and louder and stronger. And so for me, it feels like, that should be the case, that the parents' feelings are most important, but they're really not, especially if we're having an upset, that's different. Like if we come in a bad mood and we're having an upset and we're saying all the wrong things, that's different than if our child comes to us with a struggling moment and we respond with an argument or a correction or a reprimand or, you know, something that's going to get us sucked down with them. If you see your child having a hard time and you see them struggling and you know this is going to turn into a power struggle, you have options. And one of those options is to self-regulate and listen and be curious. And another option is to get in the weeds with them. So staying out of that can be really difficult. And some of the things that we might need to do are deep breaths and mantras and taking a moment if we need to and coming back to make sure they don't think we've abandoned them and to really allow whatever it is that they're struggling with to come out and be heard and be understood, even if it makes no sense. And what I've seen with kids is when you can give this space, they will come back around, especially if they live in a connected household and in a connected family. They will come around and they will apologize for their actions and they will rethink what's really going on. And they might have remorse and they might change direction if they're given enough space to regulate. And so when you are regulated in these moments, you're teaching them what self-regulation looks like. And that becomes co-regulation. Their regulation will begin to develop based on yours. And it might not happen in the moment. But over time, continually regulating your feelings in these hard, struggling moments will allow them to also regulate their feelings, will allow them to come to their calm because they'll have a model that they remember. Oh, my mom was so calm when I was cuckoo bananas, losing my mind. My mom was really calm. My dad was so self-regulated. Wow, I remember that. And will they learn to self-regulate then with their kids? And will they eventually over time, because they've watched you 3,000 times self-regulate and maybe 1,000 times you mess up, and that's okay. Maybe 3,000 of those, you do the right thing. And they remember that because it becomes part of their fiber. It becomes part of in their psyche. Just as dysregulated humans like us, like myself, learned how to be dysregulated from my own parents because it's part of my fiber. It's part of my psyche. So when I hear feelings, I start to get dysregulated because that's what everyone did in my house. And that was how, that's what we learned. But we can teach them just the opposite. So these moments where we get in power struggles, I think there's an opportunity before it all happens, on our end anyway, to change course and to take the high road and to be the calm, collected, maybe quiet, but present person who witnesses what's going on, asks appropriate probing questions when necessary, gives empathy also when necessary and appropriate, and holds space and really becomes this big container for off-track behavior, for things that could turn into struggles. And again, it will not turn into a struggle unless you get into the weeds with your kids, unless you stoop down to that level of major dysregulation and you try to teach lessons and you try to tell them what to do. But if you don't, you're going to get out of there less scathed, right? Meaning you're not going to have to be apologizing for your behavior because you got so upset. You're not turning the interaction to being about you and your feelings. You're leaving it with the child. You're leaving the dysregulation and the struggle and all the things that are hard with the kid. And it actually helps them learn to navigate their feelings better because when you come in and you're as dysregulated as they are and you usurp the energy and take it on yourself and turn the situation on to you, they've missed an opportunity to work through something maybe. So our self-regulation means everything. I mean, it's the biggest part of this work and it's the hardest part of this work. But it also, it really is eventually, if you do it enough, easy. Because you're not taking on feelings. You don't have to correct or teach lessons. You don't have to make sure they're doing the right thing. You're just actually witnessing and being supportive. And that's a beautiful place to be if you can get there. So you don't have to get into these power struggles because let the child struggle with themselves, with their own feelings, with their own upset. And don't get drug into that. Be the more mature person who's parenting at 30,000 feet, who's seeing the situation really for what it is. Now that's hard. It can be really hard, but maybe some of this will resonate the next time you feel like your kid has said something unkind or done something that's off track, or they're trying to pick a fight, or you can feel a conflict coming on. Maybe you'll remember that you don't have to engage in it, that you can actually just listen and you don't have to respond to everything your child says or does. Okay. I hope this is helpful in handling power struggles without losing the connection. All right. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I hope this was helpful and I'll see you next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.